Hey everyone, welcome. You are watching the after show for Showtime's The Chi. We're discussing episode 6 tonight, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay.
You don't like it.
Look at that rage. Let it out. She's angry. Probably mad at Sarah.
We got a little big on the show.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Hey, everyone. Veronica Barriga here. You can find me online at Veronica B Online. And where can they find you, lovely ladies?
What's up, y'all? My name's Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? I'm Dominique Sarita, and you can find me on all platforms at Dominique Sarita. But tonight, we are definitely talking about the show.
Yes. Okay, so, well, I want to start with the obvious girl, because you. This is her storyline. She's called this since episode 3. I want to talk about Brandon and Sarah.
Y'all,
what are your thoughts, Drew?
Y'all, when we were watching this episode, I went, heffa! I was so mad! I hate being right all the time. Yeah. It's really hard. But I knew.
It
was coming. She is just like a freaking moth to the flame, and she just won't go away.
But the funny thing about that was that all the rest of the employees knew about it. You know, they know she has a thing for him, you know, and so just
she's not
know
slick.
That.
What's that?
She's not slick.
well, her little, I dropped the vases and I'm going to go change and I'm going to kind of let you
that
watch. That was
so
pretty
cliche.
Slick.
She's so cliche.
She's
pretty
like,
smooth.
Oh, no. I'm soaking wet. I have to go change 5 feet away from you.
Yes, and then right when you turn your hair, you're going to see me. I'm like, this is so cliche, girl.
Stare at you in the mirror.
Well, I don't know. You know, I know you guys hate it. I kind of like it. Is that bad? Their relationship?
She's married.
I know. Oh, God. I know. And I'm married. Jesus. I should hate this. What is going on? But you know what it is? It developed naturally. Like, nothing felt forced with them. I mean, it is wrong. Of course it's wrong. But it kind of seems like she's not happy in her relationship. Like, maybe her husband's doing some stuff. And you know, and Jerica is not letting him, come back and sort of, I don't know, make right of the situation. So, no. It's bad. Cheating is bad.
Yeah, I don't see ain't no good around this situation now. I can't put it in no other words, but I don't like it.
You don't like
it. I
don't like it
for
at all.
Many a reason. Sure. First off, this is your workplace, so you're trying to become a chef. Like, I mean, you are a chef, but you're trying to get next level.
Right.
Yes. Getting in bed with the man who... with the man who's trying to help you, his wife. Like, technically, they didn't get in bed yet, but let's not act like they're not about to.
And they out in public. I'm just God, just so unprofessional.
It was really bad. I think I just liked that it was nice to see them at Laverne's wedding. Yeah. Like, it was just cute. Like, you almost felt like they belonged together. But, it's shady the way it's going down.
That's fair. I get that part. It does seem, like, organic. I do feel that.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's more ease opposed to her and Jerica. Because, remember, the mother didn't really care for her. Mm-hmm. So, I do feel that. But, yeah, it's just it's just not right.
Yeah,
the principality of things.
It's not right.
But also, it's like he was trying to like shut it down, kind of for most of the episode. And so I was like, oh, I wasn't that hopeful because these men in these streets. You know what I'm saying? But I was a little hopeful that he would keep it together. And then you let me down, Brandon.
Yeah.
But you see, who's keeping it together is Ronnie, and that's barely. Ronnie is like barely holding on. Like, I'm like, if the Mount Lithgow don't get to him, this daggone bird is gonna get to him. The shot in his stomach is gonna get to him. I feel like he's gonna wear himself out.
No, if Ronnie hasn't died at this point, he's never gonna die, girl. He's been through it all. If you can make it this far, that's it. You're living to episode 10, and maybe even season 2. You're in.
Yes, he's holding on.
We're gonna get to the season finale. He's just gonna be like holding his head on his hip or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he's even human anymore. I just feel like he's just like a corpse that just is walking around and talking still.
but he might change his path. That little interaction with Common, not, I mean, the character, you know. Rafiki. What was his name?
Rafik.
Rafik, yeah.
Which made me think of Rafiki from The Lion King, who was wise as well.
Ooh,
I was
see?
Like, y'all not slick.
Well, the wise man. Yeah, yeah, no, I think he's about to get right. You know, Rodney's needs to, he's such a tortured guy, you know, this whole time. He needs to get right for himself. Otherwise, he might not make it. You're right. He's going to torture himself. This is not a good situation. So he's about to get right. He's about to cooperate with the cops and do what he's got
to
do.
And you see Emmett trying to get right. He's trying to take this sneaky game to a whole nother level.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's trying to do this hustle thing with, what's his name again?
Amir.
With Amir. And he's, first of all, the introduction of the lady who owns all the sneakers, who used to be her husband. Now, that was juicy in itself because
she was
he was like, well, why are you selling the sneakers? She was like, he said, because I caught my husband sleeping with my sister.
That's some Jerry Springer.
No. Yeah, it's some Jerry.
Jerry. Hell no.
Jerry. I'm like, oh my God. So we see that. But then he actually was like, okay, we're going to resell these sneakers.
Yeah.
So he's in the back of a truck, in the alley, with a baby, trying to sell these sneakers.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to get robbed. At what point did you not think you don't have any security?
Yeah.
You're holding on to a lot of money. That's already valuable in itself. But then you got sneakers, which is another asset. So,
and you're under a bridge.
Right.
Looking all shady in a shady part of town. Well, when the cop rolled up, I thought he was going to get arrested. And then that was really funny, actually. I like that in the writing. He's like selling sneakers to the cop. That was real cute. I really like that.
Do you think he was undercover?
Do
you think he was undercover?
I don't know. Kind of saw his badge.
Yeah. He had his badge on.
Maybe an undercover car, but yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. No,
yeah, like
nah.
A setup later on.
Nah, they got bigger things to worry about than a kid selling sneakers.
They got bigger fish to fry.
Bigger fish to fry, yeah. But I don't know. I thought that was going to work out for him. I was really proud. And when he was on the phone, hey, you know, we got a sneaker sale at 5 o'clock. Come, bring one, bring all. I was like, look at this entrepreneur doing his thing. And I felt so happy for him. He's like, this would be his fantasy to get, you know, his hands on this many sneakers and then they turn out to be bogus.
Yeah,
that sucks. That's ridiculous.
Do y'all think?
I can't.
This is a little far fetched, but do you? Because there's some weird chemistry between Becky and I'm not just calling her Becky because she's a white lady. That's her name.
But can I just say before she said her name was Becky, y'all? Drew had already called her Becky.
I was like, oh, what's Becky doing? And then she said her name was Becky, and I was like.
Again,
it's hard to be right.
First of all, I thought, because she actually said, she made a statement, she said, when they tried to get her to lower the price, she said, what, you trying to screw me? And I thought Emmett, I was like, yeah, Emmett is. Yeah, I'm trying to screw you, girl. I thought that was going to come about, but
it's like the Graduate. You guys ever see that movie with the old lady seduces, or not the old lady, but the older woman seduces the high school boy?
Well, do you think because it turns out that this is like, these shoes are fraud, that Emmett's going to try to go back and make it right, and something weird is going to go down?
I can see that.
Girl, that's a good storyline.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Mrs. Robinson, no, I'm saying.
That's a great storyline.
Why did he have fraud sneakers in the first place? Like,
that's
do
sketchy.
You think that, I think, did you really think they was fraud, or that the guy was really just using that to set him up? To rob him?
I don't know now. Now that you got me thinking about it, yeah.
Because I don't think they had money. Like, he had a basketball court in his backyard. They had, like, everything. It literally was like a mini Foot Locker in his garage.
No, maybe he got scammed.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't know they were fake.
So you don't put fraud shoes up in a,
in
a glass case.
No, but maybe someone sold
vault.
Him the fakes.
I don't know.
I feel like that guy just had a reason to pop off and just wanted to rob him.
I'm just really rooting for Emmett. I feel like I didn't like... Not that I didn't like him, because I was like, oh, he's cute. But I knew I knew boys like Emmett when I was, like, in my early 20s and stuff, and, like, in high school and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was a little triggered by him at first. So I was just like, I peep what you got going on here. But now I'm, like, legitimately rooting for him, because I do think he really is trying to stay out of trouble and trying to just be a good dad.
Yeah, he's adorable. You know what our first clue was when he was freaking out about that van transaction? I mean, for, you know, if you want to be hood and you want to do bad things, you really don't care. You're like, this is not my business. I'm going to stay out of it. I'm going to get my money and get... But he was really... He was very nervous. He's sweating the whole time. What, you know, what do you have back here?
Yeah.
And so that to me is like, this is a kid that, you know, He just wants to make his money, but he wants to stay on the right path. And that's so nice to see.
Yeah, it's very refreshing to see. And everybody knows that about Emmett, that he's a good guy. That's why he has so many people in the storyline that's actually rooting for him. Mm-hmm. Including, we just find out that Miss Athel is rooting for Emmett, too.
Yeah.
See, it's funny because you see her in the nail shop with Emmett's mom in that conversation. How did y'all feel about that? She said, you know, Emmett is grown, but you need to get your little something too in there.
I wish I had a grandma like that. That lady is everything.
That reminds me of my aunt. I got an aunt just like her. My aunt Betty. I got an aunt just like her. She's like, girl, it's going to dry out if you don't use it. And look, his mother was over there thinking like, man, she's kind of right.
The wheels were turning. Yeah, no. Ethel reminds me of so many like elderly women like I know in my life, like where they really will just call you out on anything and they're just like, what?
Yeah.
And like what you gonna do? Like, what you gonna say back?
Well, she's probably like sassy since she was a child, but then once you get to a particular age, you really don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait till I get to the age.
I know.
You're like, I am 75 years old. I'm gonna tell you what I'm thinking because I don't care.
Yup. I feel like you're gonna be a fun mess though.
I can't wait. I can wait, but you know.
It's gonna be a good time, yeah.
What really killed me was she said she knew some gentlemen in her Bible study.
Yes, in her Bible book. I'm like, oh my gosh. That's some old stuff for real, because you know how old people carry like the little phone books. And, you know, we got cell phones. Yeah. You know, they probably put all the phone books.
Shout out to Zias B. Lou in the chat. He said, she reminds me of the grandma in Blackish a little. Yes. Jennifer Lewis.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Listen.
That's Hollywood's favorite grandma or auntie, mother, anybody.
Yeah. Such a real character.
Oh, shout out to the chat room. Kids, get a popping, y'all. We want to engage with y'all tonight.
Yes, I love it. So let's, this was kind of a shocker. Jason, we keep finding more about Jason, right? Finally. He was a good kid. He was a basketball player, but now we know he has a girlfriend. Shanti, by the way, reminded me of the pop star. I was like, they would. Yeah, they're just good. Yeah, with Ja Rule. Oh, they were good together. Anyway.
Ja Rule, Jason.
Yeah, see? But yeah, so she has this baby. This is crazy. And she also said something that was kind of like, wait a minute, had me thinking. She said, oh, but he didn't want to play basketball anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was like, well, what does that mean? Was he trying to get into other things? Or maybe he felt the pressure to provide for a child?
Yeah.
You know, and then where does that lead you to when you're in that sort of neighborhood? What do you guys think about that?
I also thought it was interesting that Tracy knows and just wanted no part of that. Because I feel like, and again, I'm not in that position, and I hope I'm never in that position, where my son is gone. Like, I feel like I would, especially after the fact, would be very much wanting to be a part of it, because that's, like, a part of my son.
Oh, absolutely.
But Tracy, girl, you know I love you.
This was super interesting. Number one, I thought it was really cool how when he had the cell phone, he went up to the playground and tried to figure out how to unlock the code. He was trying to talk to his friends, see if they know anything. Mm-hmm. The friend said, well, he had a girlfriend. You know, she may know the passcode. First of all, that was really funny. Because I tried to make it seem like us girls is always nosy and we know everything. But surely true, she did know the passcode, though. Thank you, girl. So she got the passcode unlocked. And then they're talking and they're trying to, like, learn what another, see what he can find out about Jason through her. And I thought that was interesting that she said that he didn't want to play ball. Number one, I know a lot of kids that grew up that was actually really, really good and gifted in the black community playing ball. Everybody knew them as, oh, he's going to be pro. He's going to be next NBA.
Yeah.
So he had so much pressure. The neighborhood is rooting for you. Your mama rooting for you because your mother really wants for you to make it so we can have a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
You got this chance of a lifetime where you actually have scouters and recruits looking at you. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you're growing up in an inner city when you're trying to beat those odds as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happens that so often you're so focused on basketball that you do get a girlfriend because that's what keep you kind of like, you know, grounded so you're not all over the place.
Sure.
This happens. They get pregnant all the time before they get drafted or whatnot. But the parent is rich, really steps in and changes everything, you know. And I think that's probably why Jason not necessarily kept it a secret, but I don't know what happened with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why did nobody else know about it? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like basketball, maybe, I don't think her, I don't know why he did it like
and
that.
Why
yeah.
is Tracy not supporting this? I mean, because maybe she felt like that was going to take him away from the basketball.
Yeah,
is
that's
that
exactly
what it is?
Why she didn't do it.
But
that's exactly why.
Yeah, you can't just leave the girl like that, you know.
The basketball. The basketball thing, my best friend in the entire world, we've been playing ball mm-hmm. since we were little, and like we were good.
You played basketball? You can say,
oh, no! Look at you.
But my best friend is legit one of the best female basketball players I've ever seen. Wow. And when we were in high school, she just up and left her team. And it wasn't because she, you know, felt she just didn't enjoy it anymore. She's like, when it's your ticket out, when it's like, when it's becomes this, like, it becomes a job and it doesn't become a passion. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these people, like, especially in the Black community, like, we use these things that are supposed to be our passions and we turn them into like this unnecessary pressure, and then it becomes not enjoyable anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I can imagine it's like, this is your only ticket out. Yeah. I mean, it's not, but for a lot of people it is, you know, and everyone's got eyes on you, and oh man, that pressure will get to anybody.
And then if you don't make it, then you now are kind of bitter towards the one love that you had, and it's just like, it's a very complicated, like,
situation,
so it's like, do I walk away now and, like, still have some respect for something that I love, or do I...
Yeah.
Keep going. And
people might hate on you. You know, other people might be jealous that you are the star basketball player and that you don't have to do certain things and that everybody loves you. And so maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
With his death. I mean, we really need to get to the bottom of this.
It's interesting that we got a clue, though. Yes. So we got the phone and we found out that Jason called 911.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Now, this didn't really shock me only because I know people's situations when they were in danger and they called 911 and they probably had stuff on them that they shouldn't have, but the 911 call actually ended up being erased. And I was hoping that this doesn't be the case, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
what do you mean? It ended up being erased?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know how you can record a 911?
Uh-huh.
Dang, I probably shouldn't say that. But it's not far-fetched.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
I mean,
got it. I love that. I'll be talking to you after the show.
Okay. I was just very surprised at that. And we've been saying this since day one that other cop has something to do with this.
He dirty.
He's the worst.
He got them guns coming in the neighborhood.
Well, he's supplying the guys next door with the guns.
Yep.
They're all like government, what did I say, government inscribed or whatever. Government issued. That's what it was. Yeah. Government issued guns at the drug dealer's house. Not surprised. Yeah. And it all points to his partner that's like been sketchy from the beginning. That guy. It's something, you know what? I want Cruz to confront him.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's
weak.
Is he? Yeah, who, Cruz?
Yeah, Cruz is kind of weak.
Nice guy.
low key. You know what I'm saying?
He's got to grow some.
Yeah, he's got to grow some cojones.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stressing me out.
Man, what's up in the group chat?
But that phone, I was so excited, and then I was let down. I know we're getting there, but I was like, if we find the phone, we're going to find, everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's in this phone? Cute pictures. But I think it's cool that Ronnie gave the phone to Cruz, I guess he didn't have a choice, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but, and then Cruz is coming after Ronnie, talking, like, trying to confront him and maybe interrogate him a little bit. Like, I know what you did. I don't know. Is Ronnie going to give in? What do you guys think?
I feel like Ronnie's effed, regardless.
Done.
Whether old boy croaks or he goes in the slammer, I don't know which one's coming first.
Yeah.
But I feel like Cruz feels some sort of sympathy towards him because of the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much of a, I'm not going to get you because I have to get you eventually. It's more of a, work with me and we'll put this you and I situation on the back burner and I'll get you your justice for Jason.
Yeah.
But you have to work with me.
Well, keep in mind, Cruz also have to work with him because he was the one who let Ronnie know about Coogie in the first place. Remember, he shared with Ronnie about Coogie.
Yeah.
So he wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And then you said, you thought it was good that he gave Cruz the phone. First of all, Ronnie wouldn't even know what to do with the phone after a certain period of days. Like, he's gonna mess it up. He's gonna mess it up. He's gonna break it. Like, something gonna happen to it. I just don't trust Ronnie at this point. He's not quick on his feet.
Ronnie's
old.
Clearly, Ronnie doesn't handle things with care as we see him limping around Chicago. Yes. So.
He's just, not quick.
Well, he tried to bring it to Tracy like a trophy. There's something so cute about him. He's like, here, I brought it. You wanted it. Here it is.
He's got a soft voice.
He's like a beaten up puppy. Not that Tracy's, yeah. I don't think Tracy's abusive or anything like that towards him whatsoever. Tracy's completely in the clear. But I'm saying Ronnie is just so like, please love me. Mm-hmm. Look
yeah,
what I did.
I'll do anything.
Yeah. And it's just like, get it to together, yeah.
Begging and pleading, Brandy voice. Like, that's all you do.
It's kind of crazy how it led to, finding the phone led to, I mean, this whole situation of her wanting to, you know, in the beginning, Tracy just wanted to feel some sort of comfort, and it's just like one thing led to another, mm-hmm. and here we are. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But then she wants nothing to do with it, and I mean, that's smart. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to be in trouble, but I don't know. I wish she like gave him a little bit more love, but I got it. It's survival, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you were there when I needed you. We're no longer a pair. You're about to get in trouble, and I'm about to not be involved with this situation.
I just feel like it's more like I'm here grieving my son.
Yeah,
and you're up in here bringing me more trouble. Like, and I'm still trying to process the death of like my son, mm-hmm. my baby. Like, hasn't even hit 18. You know, like, and you're up in here. It almost feels like Ronnie's like trying to weasel his way back into her life using the death of her son.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's like kind of skeezy to me. And so I don't sympathize. Like, I don't sympathize with him when it comes to Tracy because I'm like, she's completely in the right here. So.
Okay. All right.
That's just how I feel. You know, but you, it's whatever. Shout out to Dominique in the group chat. She said,
hey, Dominique.
Sorry, ladies, Ronnie needs to go. Oh. I concur.
Yeah, Ronnie, I think Ronnie's going to take himself out anyways. Like, it's just a matter of time.
It's inevitable.
But I am enjoying the scenes with him and Common because I feel like Common is this wise cat who probably seen it all, done it all, mm-hmm. does a lot of neighborhood healing. Yeah. So I'm actually interested to see what he's going to pull out of Ronnie.
Yeah, because we see he kind of has a past, like he mentions it. And so I'm like, oh. That's bound to tie into all of this. I'm just trying to find out.
Mm-hmm. What, so what about Q and Trice? This is something. from the beginning, he was just so ruthless. I'm like, Ooh, Q OG. Is not afraid of life. Yeah, he's an OG. he's an OG. He gives no fucks, you know. He does what he's got to do. But, I can't believe he did that. He went into that house.
You know what was funny about that whole dynamic? So it was only in the beginning when the guys confronted Q on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of him and seven of them.
Right.
He wasn't shook. He wasn't scared. He wasn't stuttering. You cannot move. This man was not timid at all.
Yeah.
Seven of y'all with guns, with everything else on you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That just goes back to the power of the young and the old, as we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The young feel like they need a bunch of people. They need weapons to make a point. You got it. I'm going to scare you till you tell them whatever. And when you're like so old, you've seen it all. You've done it all. It's like, young cat, sit down. Let me show you a little something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought that part was like very, very interesting.
I feel like especially in the Black community, there's a lot of things that kind of go unhinged. But one thing that's very strong in the Black community is you respect your elders.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was just like such a, like that was speaking to it so hardcore. Because he literally was just chilling there.
Yeah. Reading his paper.
Gun in his face. And he, what did he say? He said, ow, ow.
He said, ow.
I was like, that was pretty good.
Because it's like, not only is he not scared of you, but now he's clowning you. And now your dog is now Evangeline.
Yes,
goodbye, Daenerys.
I got our new name.
You know what? He could have just said, you're 3 years into this. I'm 40 years into this game. Sit down. You know, I'm not afraid of life. But what's kind of crazy is Reggie, like, he keeps getting in Q's face. And I'm like, that's not very smart, young man.
He's a hot head. He is, and he already told us he's not afraid to die. You know, he said that last week episode. And that's how young people are today. They don't care. They ain't afraid to die. And it's that ignorance, the just so ignorant.
Because you cute, you need to y'all need to stop out here being out here ready to die. Because then what happens? Who am I supposed to date? Nobody, because y'all all dead. Because you act here wilding.
Hello.
What about your brothers and your cousins who want to just see you, man? Like,
right.
Y'all just so quick and off the end with it. Like, get it together. All the way together.
The dynamic between Trice and Reggie is so interesting to me because Trice is like, hey, calm down, man. You know, like, respect your elders. Or this is the OG. This is the guy. Reggie's just like a little, you know, like a little chihuahua.
Ready, go.
But I'm curious about what's going to happen when they find out they stole their drugs. They stole their guns. Like, five of their friends are dead. I mean, what?
No, that was funny. Good. Then you got the white. What is the iWatch guy? What is the iWatch guy called?
Tap and BJ.
No, who? Nobody in the hood. Like, what is that called?
Oh, the lookout.
Yeah, the lookout. Oh. So you got the lookout. Sorry, I ain't been home in a minute. I've been LA for a while now. You got the lookout guy. Actually, is like in the doorway. They shot him first, and then they went in the house, and then everybody was like knocked out. One was like in the front of the fan. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, everybody clean house while everybody was asleep. Now, I thought that was funny because, once again, that's the OG move.
Yeah.
Because OG is thinking, while y'all sleeping, we over here plotting, you know? Like,
yeah, you nailed it. That's right. Yeah.
Reg wasn't, because there was one person they hovered over. That wasn't Reg, was it? Because I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell who was who. I just seen the body.
Yeah. I just saw, like, here down. And I was, like, staring at, I was like, yo. Is that Reg or no?
I thought it was randoms. But, you know, because that can change everything.
Yeah, I hope, just for the sake of Jake, that wasn't Reg.
Oh, my God. And poor little Jake. Is that it? Yeah, the little boy with the hair. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I said that. It was something else. But, yeah, so many names. So little time. But, Jake, wow, this kid being sucked into this lifestyle. Yeah. That's been hurting me to watch, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a kid. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, into it, but not really. And then ever since that gun situation, now he's, like, really into it. But this is just horrible to watch. It's almost as if he doesn't have options because his brother is who he is.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have an option.
You don't think? Yeah. That's we're all depressed now.
Yeah, save the babies.
Somebody's got to have hope.
Somebody do.
Oh, man.
That's why you need the commons in the communities. You know what I'm saying? You need the commons. You need the old heads. You need the Ethels. You need Emmett's mother. Like, you need all these people, because that's what keep everyone's grounded, or try to keep everybody afloat. You know, when you in a dark space like that, the littlest things could trigger you off, but you need those people to stand in there, be present in their role, because they have an effect.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't realize in the community. Like, you may not have a daughter, you may not have a son, but just because you don't have offsprings doesn't mean you don't need to step up. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody is looking at you, and somebody needs something from you.
That's a good point. So. Yeah. Everyone, they emulate what they see, whether you're related or not. And they need that good, that good example.
Yeah.
That's true. I like that. I'm going to tell that to everyone. You better set a good example. They are watching.
Somebody
you.
Is watching.
You know what I thought was really interesting about them taking the guns and all that? Mm-hmm. Like, when the scene where they're loading it up, they focus in. The director and producers on this show are amazing. Mm-hmm. But they focused in on the rest in peace, Jason.
Yep.
Like, painting mural there we go, behind Q, and it just makes me think even more than anything that Q is his daddy.
Dead, yep.
And that's why he came back, and I feel like it has something to do, like, this whole thing has something to do with why Jason died, and so Q's coming back to tear that ass up,
because
he's mad.
That makes perfect sense. You took my son, I'm gonna take your operation. Watch me. Wow.
Especially when he gave them the opportunity. Remember when he first got there, he wanted to know about them. They just never said nothing.
Yeah,
so he's like, all right, I gave you a chance to speak, but you didn't speak.
Yeah.
So now I'm gotta.
Now we're gonna play. Now we're gonna play rough.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting these little, like, like, if you blink, you're going to miss it type things. And so when I saw them focusing on that, I was like, oh, that's his daddy.
That is his daddy.
That's his daddy.
And then you remember at, what was that, the cookout where he was, like, trying to talk to her. Mm-hmm. Remember Tracy? Or was it the episode before last? It's one episode when Q was trying to talk to Tracy.
Oh.
So they had, like, a little small interaction. So that is definitely his son.
Do we think Tracy knows that's it? I mean, Maybe that's a stupid question, but...
Do you think Tracy know who her baby daddy is?
Well, I don't know.
Probably not.
I mean... that is a stupid question.
I don't...
I don't know.
Well, for multiple reasons, we don't know what type of dude Q is, you know? And, like, I don't know. Maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. Like, we haven't had enough information about Jason's dad to know what kind of dude he was, besides the fact that he just wasn't around.
Right.
So, for all we know, it could have been a messy situation where she wouldn't necessarily know. Or, she knows and she's just playing it off, you know? Like, I don't know. It's very interesting. What else is interesting is Emmett's overalls the entire episode.
Yes, I was trying to figure out what era is this show shot at. Current era, or is it like, okay, it is current?
Yeah, because there's like iPhones and stuff.
Okay, yeah,
he's wearing some tight ass overalls.
That's just what they wear in the hood. It was that's a nice fashion,
color,
girl.
Though. I love the color.
I said, okay, Fresh Prince,
it's coming back.
It's so tight.
That's just fashion. Yeah. So hold on, back to the sneaker thing. So do we not think that they're fake sneakers? Because now I'm like heartbroken. Because I thought there was fake sneakers, and then I thought, great, this whole operation is done, and that was like Emmett's way of getting ahead, and I was cheering for that. But now if they're fake, they're done. They're done for. Now Amir's gonna get in trouble too. It's all done. Trouble.
But why did he wait until the last minute to say, "Oh, I borrowed the money"? You should have. I'm with Emmett. That's something you should have said up front.
Yeah, that's something you clarify.
Like, this is a loan. I need to know if this is a loan or if this is your money, because I feel like if he even knew if it was a loan, Emmett wouldn't even done that.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he had the pressure to get rid of him so quick.
Yeah.
And that's what led to that. Yeah.
I think that like he said, he checked most of them. So I think it might have been just a few pairs that were bad, and then it just did not go well.
Did not go well.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. A lot of things don't go well. That's the essence of this show.
Shall we get into predictions?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We'll think about predictions.
This was a little bit... This was like a more of a setup episode.
Yeah.
Like, not a whole lot went down, but... Yeah, as far as predictions, I need to understand more about Q. Obviously, he's fearless, but the fact that he went in there and took their whole—that's like wait, that you just declared war.
Yeah.
I mean, you just declared major war, and you know he's not going to back down. This is predictions. This is about to get crazy. You know, it's about to go down. I don't know.
I agree. Before I do my prediction, I completely forgot to bring this up, but I do really love Brandon's toast to Laverne and Greavy.
Yes.
I was just thinking about it because I think, I mean, I have a stepdad. I know a lot of people have, like, step-parents at this point.
I have a stepdad, too.
Yeah, and we're not best friends. I'm going to put it like that. We're not best friends, but he treats my mom right.
Yeah.
And so that's all I can really ask for, because I'm a grown adult, so it doesn't affect me. And so I like that even though Brandon wasn't fond of it at first, he came around and was just like, "You're treating my mom right." So
that was really
nice. I can roll with you. I thought that was a really sweet moment, especially because you can see that Laverne's going through it still, obviously.
She is.
It was so important. Yeah, I love that because she didn't even want to come out unless her baby boy was there.
Yeah. It was almost like she needed a validation or support.
Yeah. Right, right. That's her only family, you know, really. Poor Coogie's gone, and that's her base. And so she's like, if you don't accept my husband, you know, then I don't know what I can do. And it meant everything. And then when he did that, that was just so sweet. And, yeah, that was a good moment. I love that.
I think Greavy is a good guy, too.
Yeah.
Like, when you go back and look at all the encounters that he had with Brandon, it was one that came out of a place where he was really honestly looking out for Brandon. Mm-hmm. You know, their family was just going through so much that they wasn't really able to understand it all.
Yeah.
But I do think he's a good fit for the mother. You know?
I think Laverne is legitimately his main priority.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the times it's like... It can come off that he's, like, clowning Brandon, but I don't think he was trying to. I think it was more like, this is causing your mother pain, so I'm going to call you out on this and this, because I don't have time for her to be hurting.
Well, I'm glad it's turning out that way because I wasn't so sure in the beginning. Yeah. I really wasn't. You know, we're going to sell the house. I'm going to get married. I'm going to put my name on all your property. Uh-oh, wait a minute, girl. Yeah. No, this sounds like a scam, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's good to see that it is going out like that in a very nice way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love. We vote for love.
Yeah. You know what I realized? We haven't seen Kevin's sister in a while. Keisha.
No, we haven't seen
And that kind of makes me nervous.
Why would you think something
happened? Do you think she's going to come back pregnant?
Because I'm just saying, Emma...
Oh, gosh. Emma had another dad on
Emma apparently has a latex allergy.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. For predictions, I think that... wait, that was funny. Emma can have a latex
allergy. I would not be able to deal with life if he had another kid on this episode. Yo, sorry, go ahead.
I'm wondering, remember how Jericho sold queued that house mm-hmm. and he paid cash up front? I wonder if that's going to come back and backfire like later on.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. we haven't seen Jericho that much either and mm-hmm. we haven't seen her in a working aspect. So I wonder if that's going to come back. We did see that Kevin's little crush is going to be coming back next week episode and they're going to probably do the whiz, so we're going to be seeing that.
Let him be happy.
Mm-hmm. That kid deserves a childhood.
Man, so many of these kids deserve childhood, you know? Like, they need to, the community just got to come together at the end of the day so we can be able to be there for each other in the way that we really need to be there for each other.
Yeah.
I'm ready for this daggone case to get solved.
Yeah.
Jason. Like, enough is a daggone enough showtime. Show me something. Because I don't even feel like that. I feel like the story has already fully, everybody has their own storyline as far as the characters they already developed. So I figure even if they solve Jason's murder, it's still so much going on with the show. Mm-hmm. We still want to be invested, you know, because it's still so much going on.
I
think.
I really thought when they found the phone that we were gonna get more than just a 911 call.
Yeah.
I thought we were gonna get the juices episode, but maybe next one. Yeah,
maybe next week.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm rooting for. I'm just definitely rooting for that. And next week, I want them to put the other officer on blast. I'm ready to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need that confrontation. I know you guys say that Cruz is sweet and he's a nice guy, but I needed him to grow some balls and get angry and shake him and be like, I know you're a dirty cop, you dirty little sleazeball. You know, we need that moment. Cops need to go down.
Yeah, they do need to go down because they're making a bad rep for the other cops that's trying to do good.
Right. So. I think we're going to see a reconciliation between Jerrica and Brianna next week, which will only set us up for Sarah's trifling ass to come up and blow everything up.
Yeah, she is going to blow the spot, because I think she may be low-key crazy.
Yes, Zayas, we did see, I saw Kevin, Alex Hibbert, who plays Kevin, makes a little appearance in Black Panther.
He does?
Yes. Oh! I was like,
no.
I feel like he's like my... Not kid, because I'm too young.
Your little brother.
But, like, my little brother. I was like, oh! Yes.
That's cute.
So fresh.
Can you say what he plays, or is that going to spoil the...
No, he doesn't have, like, a title or anything. He's just a kid in Oakland, and you see a cool little interaction with him and someone else, and it's very cool, and I was very excited.
Well deserved. That kid is a phenomenal actor. Yeah, he's very good. He's very skillful. His years.
Because I saw it on his IMDb that he was going to be in it, and so I was like... What's he gonna be?
I wanna see.
I was thinking like maybe like young T'Challa or something like that. So then when I watched the movie and found out, I was like, oh, that's my son.
But let me tell you, he's starting off good with a good resume. To have the shot in Black Panther.
Okay. And Moonlight.
Hello. And Moonlight. Go ahead. I ain't mad at your agent, okay?
Go on.
The agent is the bomb, okay?
You're doing it right, little Kevin.
Keep up
well,
the good
not
work.
Your own name, but...
But yeah, I think we're gonna see... I hope we get to see, like, Kevin get to be kind of a kid next week.
Yeah.
I remember seeing in, like, the season preview thing that he does kiss Andrea, and I think it was in the skating ring. So I think next episode we're going to get his little first kiss. But,
Sorry, I just liked his first kiss. He hasn't had a first kiss, but he shot a man. This is like...
We out here.
Right? Man, look, it's hard not life.
Yeah. But I just want to see them get to be kids for a minute. I love the, like, when they went to the party and all that. Like, I love the little
that
moments where we get to see them just be like, the worst thing they're stressing out about is, like, getting ready to kiss their first girl, you know?
Yeah.
That I want some more of that. So we'll see.
Yeah, let the kids be kids.
Listen to the kids, man. Yeah. Kanye.
All right. Well, we got 4 more episodes left. We're excited. Dang. We'll be here every Sunday, 8 p.m. For you guys. I'm Veronica Briga. You can find me at Veronica B Online. And yeah, I have a website, veronicabonline.com.
Okay. Shout out to Francelli. We miss you.
We do, girl.
She'll be back soon. Yes. My name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And guys, I'm Dominique Sarita, and you can find me on all things at Dominique Sarita. And just because you're watching on YouTube, please tune into our podcast. You can find that on iTunes as well. Yes. And we would love to see you on next week.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.